Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Gentlemen, this is heads. That is tails. Scott Anderson called in the air. Heads or tails?
Heads.
He calls heads. It is a tail. I will defer.
All right, Gator, you're up first. Here we go. Question number one. What do you think of Virginia Tech hiring James Franklin?
All joking aside, because I don't really like James Franklin, I think it's a great hire for Virginia Tech. James Franklin had a problem with it was just a mental block or roadblock there at Penn State and winning the big game, the game that mattered in the Big Ten. And there were too many of those games that would come up for him. It's an easier path in the ACC with Virginia Tech. I just think it works better there. There's only a couple teams there that people and anybody really pays attention to. And Virginia Tech's a team that used to be really good. I think his rah-rah speech and whatever, it wore out at Penn State, and maybe now it's a good time for him to jump ship after 12 years. Go ahead and try to get it started somewhere else. I think it's good for both parties.
You know, the knock on James Franklin's always record against top 10 teams is terrible.
Yeah.
The ACC currently has zero teams in the top 10. And I thought, all right, well, yeah, just because they don't this year doesn't mean Franklin won't face them in the future. But then I look back at the final standings in 24, 23, 22, 21. And I'm going to list them now. These are the ACC teams that finished in the top 10 in the last 5 years. That's the list. Not one. And so
it's been a minute since Clemson was really good.
Yes. Clemson finished number two in 2020. I think this is a perfect hire. On top of that, he can recruit. Access to Washington, D.C. and the state of Virginia talent is a very talented area. I think he's going to kill it at Vatek.
Yeah, well, first of all, I don't think he jumped ship, Gator. I think he was made to walk the plank.
Sorry, yes. Thank you. Good. Well stated, yeah.
But I do think this is good for both parties. I think this is the perfect fit, like you said, Doug. It's a smaller football school with less expectations, which I think is very good for both parties. It's a good resume builder for Franklin because, let's be honest, he's going to want to go to a bigger school at some point. He can do something that he couldn't do at Penn State, get some, you know, some wins that mean something, some big game wins. And I think in the end, perfect fit. I like it. All right, speaking of James Franklin, he did agree to take over Virginia Tech, like I said. But who is the next coach to accept an offer and where?
Okay, so I'm looking for coaches that won't be bailing on a playoff team like Lane Kiffin. And that we'll get to that coming up. But I'm looking for somebody who, once their team is out of the playoff and not going to have and is coveted by a big school, And won't worry about, like, hey, I don't want to miss out the Weed Eater Bowl with my team. Yeah, I think it's going to be John Summerall, the Tulane coach, once they don't make the playoff, takes the Auburn job.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Really interesting. I think I'm just going to go with the odds on favor right now. I think Alex Golish, everybody's talking to Alex Golish from South Florida, is ready to take over Oklahoma State. And I'll just go with that. I mean, Oklahoma State had their run for years with Gundy. It was really interesting, really a lot kind of fun. And now they're going to have to shift gears. And Alex Golish is a really hot name out there in college football circles, coaching circles. Some say he's the best coach available. Or I don't know if he's available or not. He's coaching a team right now. But the best coach that is being mentioned out here, even better than James Franklin. So I think they're going to get it right and get it done.
All right, I'm just going to throw a dart here. Billy Napier, Colorado State. He's only 46 years old, Mountain West.
You see Kang's eyes? He's like, I'm just going to throw a dart. And he's like mentally throwing a dart. Like, I don't know. How about this one? Yep.
Hey, he's coached at Florida. Didn't work out, obviously. But I think he's only 46 years old. The story is not written on him. I think he somehow finds a way back into this. And I think maybe Colorado State.
It's so obvious.
It is obvious. Nice.
All right, Ole Miss coach Lane Kiffin. LSU and Florida are coming for him, right? Yahoo's reporting that Ole Miss told Kiffin, hey, you got until Black Friday to let everyone else know what your intentions are or you're done here. But yesterday, Kiffin told the Pat McAfee show that, hey, there was no ultimatum. Who do you believe here, guys?
Well, I think it's all semantics, really. I don't think the word ultimatum has probably never come up from Ole Miss when it relates to this job. However, I do think it may have been strongly suggested, hey, do us a solid, let us know by this date. Can you do that for us? So I don't think it was an ultimatum necessarily, but I do think if you're Ole Miss, you need to know, all right? Because you've got this coach has done wonders at Ole Miss. Turned a program around, made them a consistent winner. There's excitement about it. He's a fun guy to cover, I imagine, for the local media. I don't think you want to let this guy go, and yet you know that he's been a vagabond coach. He's been everywhere for just a minute and then leaves. He's actually put down some roots at Ole Miss. I'd love to see him stay, but I don't think the word ultimatum has ever been thrown around there. I also don't necessarily think he's going to stay there because someone's going to throw him some sick money at him.
I believe Kiffin. If Ole Miss said that or gave him any kind of ultimatum, they will absolutely come out and say Kiffin is lying. And I don't think he would go on a national show to lie. In fact, I think that's why he went on the national show yesterday, is to clear the air. And, you know, being that, you know, he is who he is, I think he wanted to get it out there. And that's why he made the appearance on the McAfee show to begin with. So I believe him. I think that was that report from Yahoo was probably some either bad information or not exactly given to them very clearly as to what Ole Miss is thinking.
First of all, guys, I don't believe anyone from the SEC would lie. I just don't. It just means too much to lie down there.
You're right.
All right.
Good point.
With that being said, I do believe more of Kiffin, although I do want to believe that there is an ultimatum because that'd just be more fun for me. Like the school taking the power back, being like, no, enough is enough. You're a coach or you're not. But like I said, I think Kiffin did go on the air yesterday on purpose, Doug. You're right. To set the record straight that, hey, there's no ultimatum. Everything's fine here. But I do think he does move on when this is all said and done. All right, there's a private equity company that wants to buy a share of the Big Ten, but the deal is being paused right now because if the deal doesn't come with Michigan and USC, they're not going to take this deal. They're not going to buy it. How do you think this thing resolves itself?
So I think the deal's going to fall apart, and I think that the schools are taking a further look at this. A source at Michigan told me yesterday that one of the biggest problems Michigan has with this is it's not clear what the private equity firm is getting rights to. Like, for instance, advertising patches on jerseys, stadium naming rights. Does it become the 7-Eleven Big Ten? Like, all of the stuff that they can sell hasn't been made clear. And I think when people get into the fine print of this, they're going to go, now, wait a second, and not want all of that. So I think it's going to fall apart.
I think it gets negotiated, and they're ultimately going to move forward with it, perhaps enriching the pockets of those schools a bit more than others to get it done. I think there's reason for people to pause it. But when two schools are the ones that are vocal about not doing it, I think it just kind of maybe those schools think they're above the other teams and they want more out of it. And I think ultimately gets negotiated.
Oh, I am going to say this does not happen. Even though money does talk, Gator, I believe that's true. I don't know if they'll get to that number where they eventually Michigan and USC will fold. I think at some point money doesn't matter to certain schools. Maybe Michigan's one of those schools. Maybe USC is one of those schools where they want the power and that's more important than the
money. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Money. So in the end, I don't think it ends up happening. All right, Maryland's AD has joined Wisconsin's AD and said, hey, our guy is coming back, all right? They're going to get another, Lasky's going to get another shot at Maryland in spite of his 34-47 record overall. Maryland, they've lost six straight. Is this the right decision?
I think it's the right decision if they can't afford the buyout. I think it's the right decision if you think that there is some development that's going on with those two teams. I think it's the right decision if you don't like the pool of coaches that are out there. They would be replacing the guys that you're, you know, ready to push the button and say fire. And I also think it's the right thing to do to give them the vote of confidence right now so that it puts the kibosh on people starting to poach through the portal or start to spread rumors or whatever. Let everybody know, no, these guys are coming back. Luke Fickell's coming back. Mike Loxley's coming back. And they can move forward with their recruiting and continue to do that. In fact, they can take advantage of school, the other schools that are going through the coaching changes.
Yeah, I think it's actually a smart play, specifically with Maryland. Maryland and Wisconsin are not Penn State and LSU. So when Penn State and LSU zig, I like these schools zagging and keeping their guy. It's great. This is a great year to have stability, to go poach rosters of the 17 programs that have fired their coaches already, to go poach their recruits. And, you know, that stuff can start pretty early when those coaches get fired earlier in the year. And in the case of Maryland, they have a true freshman quarterback who's from the DC area that's created some excitement, who can bring DC area talent to College Park. So I think it's a good move by Maryland. Wisconsin, we'll see. I mean, Fickell was a really, really good coach. I don't think he forgot how to coach. He just might need to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, I think it's a good move for Maryland just because I think they know they can't get who they really want to get. And so it's another year with the freshman quarterback coming, Doug. Why not? I don't think that's urgent for Maryland to, you know, go out there and get that coach, especially if you don't know or if you're not going to get the guy that you really want to, that you're sure about, that's going to turn around the program. So sticking with what you have for this upcoming season, the next year, I have no problem with. All right, last one, guys. All right, should we see a runner-up game prior to the conference championship game to ensure that all the teams have the best resumes to finally pick who belongs in the college football playoff?
No. What I want to have happen is let the 12-team thing breathe for a little bit. It feels like we're reacting to the scenarios as they play out in real time and put together formats that would fit the year that just ended, rather than just let's see what happens over the course of time. Let the 12-team thing breathe. Let the conference champions be determined the way they've been determined. And after 6-7 years, if we decide this is ridiculous, then change it. But it feels like we're not letting scenarios play themselves out to see if the ideas that we've come up with are good, because we react after 1-2 years. And every year is different. So I don't want to see any change, quite frankly.
I like the idea of conferences adding a consolation game. I think you can get some really interesting matchups when you match up 3 and 4 in the conference. Because, I mean, these conferences have gotten so big that not everybody is playing everybody within the conference. So when you actually match up for the conference championship, there's one school that's going to be like, wait a minute, I didn't have a chance to play either one of these guys. How come I'm not? So I like the idea of having those 3 and 4 teams. Now, it's interesting because the teams that are fifth in like the big two conferences, SEC and Big Ten, are Michigan and Texas. And right now, Texas is not most likely not going to have any shot to get into the college football playoff. And Michigan's got a really tough road. The only way they can get there is if they beat Ohio State. How about my idea of having this consolation game with the 3 and 4? And then you take the fifth team from the SEC and have them play the fifth team from the Big Ten in sort of a pre bowl season game. You like that, Doug?
No.
Like that wrinkle?
No,
what,
I don't.
Michigan and Texas?
No, I think it's ridiculous.
You would love that. Why would you not love that?
Because you want to put together a permanent format based on what I would love this year.
I'm just saying.
You can't argue that, Doug.
He's just saying.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm not messing with the 12-team format. It's still 12 teams. Figure out how you want to add those teams. I'm just saying make it more competitive to get in there. Give these other teams another chance to see what they can do.
Gator, Doug and I are not buying what you're trying to sell us, man. I think that the 3 and 4, see, I get it. Sometimes these conferences are getting too big. They don't play each other, but that's so what? That's just the way the cookie crumbles. The regular season determines the 1 and 2. That's all we need. And I don't want the NCAA pimping us another game. I'm already sick of it.
There you go. That concludes the college football blitz thingy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.